Welcome to Connecting the Community podcast. I am your host, Marge Andre. I will be connecting you to people, organizations, and events that create community. I am creating this podcast in Richmond Hill, an eclectic and very culturally diverse community with lots of trees and streams and interesting people, just up the hill from Toronto. On this podcast, I will be talking with local visual artist Olga Senek. She has a special exhibit with her students at the Mill Pond Gallery coming up on Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th. Welcome, Olga.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very glad, Olga, that we found the time to do this podcast. And I've got a lot of questions for you about the exhibit and about teaching art. So let's get started. So, great. Olga, first, can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little about you as an artist and an art teacher.
Yeah, well, hi, my name's Olga Senek. I have been teaching the fundamentals of art for, well, over 35 years, probably closer to 40 years, but that makes me older, so I'll say 35 years. I started way back in Toronto. I was really lucky to have a really great art teacher who not only got me started in painting, because it's something that I always wanted to do for relaxation and, you know, and get better at it. With taking his classes, and then he taught me actually how to teach people. And the method that I use basically comes from him. And it's all about learning the fundamentals of art, okay? Getting right back to the basics, where you're learning about, you know, drawing in perspective, about color theory, form pattern, which is the light, medium, and dark shading of any objects. And when you understand that and you're really grounded, like securely in that, you know what? It sets you free, totally free, to be able to express yourself in anything that you do. But they can't pinpoint it. But if you've got these basic understanding of how a painting is supposed to work, so that it's compositionally sound, you know, the light's falling where it's supposed to fall, form patterns there, and then the whole thing works, okay? The person's happier, okay? And they have a successful painting, mm-hmm. Right? So, and then that allows them, like I said, to really be expressive through their art, okay? And they'll only be as expressive as who they are as an individual, okay? So I basically have every type of person coming in, all the way from young students from 8, all the way up to like 90 coming in, all right? Everybody has different desires of what they want to get out of this, okay? Some people come in strictly to relax. Others come in because it's a social event too, you know. We do really get down to working learning, but you know what? It's a lot of fun. There's a camaraderie that goes on within the group. People really look forward to coming in every week. They miss it if someone's not there, you know, for some reason. They're always asking. What you can just totally de-stress, get so involved in your artwork that, you know, you forget about all your problems and issues at home. Okay.
Oh, okay. You really have talked me into, I should be doing art lessons. So I think that is really fun, really very interesting and very compelling for why to take art lessons. But you haven't talked about your own art. What do you create?
Well, there you go. I started with watercolor. That's how I first began. It's a lot of drawings on the spot in Toronto. It's a lot of plein air and watercoloring. And then went into oil painting next, and then acrylic. So basically my work sort of varies across those. Primarily right now it's oil and acrylic. I have gone all the way from being a more realistic painter to now getting more so into abstract. Even after all these years, you know what? I'm still really even learning. There's always things to learn and to expand yourself. Well, see, I am really, really enjoying it.
Very good, very good. Now, this exhibit that's coming up is at the Mill Pond Gallery up there on Mill Street. I love the place. I just feel good going in there. Now, can you describe the Mill Pond Gallery to someone, say, who's never been there before?
Great. Mill Pond is absolutely a wonderful It's in a home, okay, a home structure that's been there for a lot of years. The art community has been going on. Actually, it was one, I wasn't the original founding member, but pretty close to the beginning of it. So I've been there probably about 25 years. So I've seen all the changes, you know. There's we started with classes a long time ago. I started with the children's classes. Basically, a lot of people didn't want to teach children, and I love that. So I got involved with that. And then it developed into teaching our adult classes. We have shows continually going on. Every weekend, there's a new show that's going on, all the way from beginner students, beginner artists, to pretty well acknowledged artists. And then we have our group shows, and we also have a jury show, which we just actually had our jury show, which was great. That was very, very successful. I actually happened to receive a couple awards with that
Ooh,
painting. Yes.
congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. And the mayor bought my painting to be
Ooh.
displayed in his office. So I'm delighted about that.
Yes, you should be. Yes.
So
Very
there's a lot
good.
of teachers that are there and involved. I'm not just the only one. We have teachers of all different ranking and all different, you know, from watercolor to acrylic to mixed media to oil, very diverse collage. It's just a real hub of entertainment, of things going on all the time. So there's basically all the time slots are occupied. There's something going on all the time.
Every weekend,
Yes. Especially the shows on the weekend, they're really something to come out and see, support the community, and you get to look at all types of artwork every week as you're walking past the pond. As you're walking past the pond, enjoying the outdoors, you get to come in and view that. So, well, recent people.
I really think it should be a habit for people to go for a walk around the mill pond and stop at the Mill Pond Gallery over just across the street and go over and see you guys, because it really, every time I do that, I am so glad I have. And it's just an amazing artist. I am truly amazed at the artist, the quality, the beauty of art that is created. So, thank you for being part of that. Now, let's talk about creating art. Now, it's said that everyone is an artist. Many people do deny that. But you've touched on this, but can you elaborate on the point that why you really benefit from art instruction?
Okay, well, a lot of times people that are just starting to paint, say on their own, they're trying to put something together, and they generally get to a point and they get stuck. They don't know how to improve it. They can't quite pinpoint what might not be working in the painting. Okay, they become very familiar and very that they're always copying, doing the same thing. Okay, so basically they're repeating the same mistake. Right. And there's tends to be not a lot of growth that way. But as soon as you take some art instruction, that's going to open the door to a whole world of now, you know, exploring different mediums that you can use, different painting techniques. You learn all about color, right? And when you have those skills, then you yourself can become more expressive in your own artwork because you're going to be able to judge it better. And you'll understand, you know, if the composition's not working, color's not working. Okay. And with getting that basic knowledge, it really does set you free to be totally expressive, okay, in your own art. All right.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, can you describe what makes a good student, or is there a bad art student?
That's a really great question. You know, I really don't have any bad students, I have
Okay,
to say.
good.
It's such a great form of people. The energy is amazing. For some reason, I mean, I guess it's because the energy is so great in there and people are enjoying what they're doing. That just kind of exudes out into the public. So basically, I just get people that, you know, are coming in all the way from absolute beginners. They've never painted, they've never picked up a pencil or paintbrush, whatever, to people that have been painting for 10 or 20 years. And they've been, I mean, I hate to say it, making the same errors, and they don't know how to fix it. So, yeah, no such thing as a bad student, because as long as you're open, I say, as long as you're willing to try the things that I suggest, It's not because I'm bossy or naggy, whatever. It's because I know I've taught for so many years, for like 35 years. I know that if you try what I ask you to try, you will learn and you'll progress. You'll just get better and better and better. Okay. Just let the walls down. Open yourself up to just going along with some of the suggestions I make. Try it. And then after you gain some of these skills, you can move in any direction that you want.
Now, would you say there is differences for children or youth and an adult and older adults, seniors? Are there differences in the type of students they are? Does age make a difference?
Well, they oftentimes say that children, of course, are more free and expressive. And that's true because they haven't really learned to criticize themselves so much. As we go past, say, maybe age 12, whatever, once age 12 hits, we kind of see that now they're becoming more self-critical. And you can see that all that outside influence has come in and they're judging the work. A younger student, say, seven, eight, nine, even younger, six, whatever, they're basically just, it's just raw expression. They're just putting it down, right? So within that, I love to see that, but there's also some logical things about perspective and color and perspective and drawing that they need to gain those skills, okay? So I try to incorporate that without sabotaging their own self-expression, their own freedom. But also have them, gain those skills, right? Someone who's a teenager, they can be really hard on themselves, okay? Depending on how secure they are within themselves. You can break through that. And it's wonderful. I get with every single person I teach, and this is such a big reason why I teach, I absolutely love to teach. Every time I'm teaching somebody and they're following it, and all of a sudden they'll get an aha moment where the lights go on and they get it. It's just almost a tearful moment, They've let their guard down, they're not struggling with it. They've just said, okay, I'm just gonna, do these things. They put it down and they see the results. It's very, very immediate. And that in itself is just enough to keep you teaching forever. So they've got that. When you get into adults, of course, we've got all of our, I don't say different hang-ups or different things that influence us, whatever. So we have people coming in strictly to relax and de-stress, whatever. Someone comes in through the door, I right away, by how they approach me, how they say hi, where they pick a spot, and that first interaction, and when we get chatting, okay, about what they want to see out of this art, out of their classes. That really lets me inside of who they are, okay? And then as soon as I have them do an exercise, I will be able to tell. I'll be able to tell how much they know, how rigid they are, and how they think things are supposed to be. That'll let me know. And then we go from there and I just have them expand. So basically within the class, all the way from young, all the way up to older, and a senior, whatever, I just try and tune into who they are, what they want out of the class, and how can I help to make their art better? And there's such not only growth in actual painting, but the actual personal growth that takes place. And it takes place for them and also myself, because as I'm teaching them and I see things happening with them, it also reinforces or it kind of awakens different things with myself. So it's a really win-win situation back and forth between us. It's the best thing in the world. Like I have the best job ever.
Oh, that is absolutely amazing. And you're very, very insightful for that. Now, one thing I wonder about is cultural differences. Richmond Hill has so many different cultures, backgrounds, and I know that the artists are from all over the world. Like, do you recognize the difference in, can you talk about the differences within cultures, or are there? Am I imagining that?
There, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There is that for sure. And I can always find a person when they've come from, say, a very structured existence, whether it's, ethnical or whether it's their religious background or whatever, a lot of that does come through because maybe they're a little more restricted in what they're thinking how things are supposed to be. You know, how open are they? What kind of job do they have? Are they at home? Are they with kids? You know, all of that comes across. And so we do have a very, very diverse community that have been coming in. And it's great to see that. I really, really love that because not only it helps everybody within the class, right? Because it's not just that individual teaching, but there's this camaraderie and there's this interlearning with everybody else because they can see what the other person, and especially when it's the same culture, then they can say, oh, this is what I did. Oh, look what she did. You know, they have their own little comparison inside, but also it's really helpful because everybody will approach it a different way, and it's all to do with their background, you know, their
No,
culture.
I'm getting to understand the real value for group art classes. I really hadn't thought about that before, but yeah, it's a, I feel that there is this mixing of cultures within art. I think we're very fortunate to have the diversity that we have in terms of the type of art that we have.
Absolutely. You can have 10 people in a class and different cultures, and everybody's looking. And if they're doing the same still life, everybody's looking at it differently. Everybody's expressing it differently. And part of their culture, it's coming through in that. There's no avoiding
That's
it.
amazing. I love
Wonderful.
that.
It's enriching, very, very enriching.
Now, is it do you notice difference between men and women, or since we recognize now that genders are fluid, can you look at a painting and tell who, like something, if it's a man or a woman or other, what culture they're coming from, how old they are?
I think there is some of that, of course, yes. Probably because of the subject matter that they pick oftentimes, you know, the coloration. Yeah, I think you can. I think it's more of who they are as a person comes across, whether they are more rigid, say they want to be totally realistic and very, very precise. That part of their personality comes through even more so than I think than the male or female. Okay. How
No,
much they
I think you are a psychoanalyst. Just it's
Yeah.
very, again, very, very insightful for that.
A lot goes on in the class. It's not just the painting. It is very, very much. It truly
Definitely.
is.
Okay, let's start talking about this upcoming exhibit. Who are the artists? How many are there? And will the student artists, these emerging artists, will they be there?
A number of them will be there. Okay. These will be students all the way from absolute beginners, someone who's just put their first painting together, to someone who's been painting with me for 10 years. Okay. So imagine a student coming back for 10 years, right? They still feel that they're continually learning and growing. They enjoy it that much, but their work just gets better and better. So there's that entire range. And the beauty of it is, I oftentimes have certain exercises when someone's starting out, I want to see where they are. So I have them, you know, do this certain painting. And you're going to be able to see within the room, there might be six of those same paintings, all done by different people, different cultures, and different abilities, whether someone comes in totally beginner or someone has come in with a bit of drawing or painting. And you're going to be able to visually see, okay, what does this person see? How did that person approach that? It's just a beautiful thing to view. All of these, it's quite a surprise at times. People oftentimes they forget or they think, oh, maybe that wasn't a very good painting. I'm not sure. And they put it up and now they're seeing it up on the wall and you can just see their faces light up. My face lights up. To me, it's a really, I can just get totally into it and almost get tearful because I forget how much work these wonderful students have done, how hard they've worked. They've enjoyed it. They've had fun all along the way. But look at the progress. It's right there in front of you to see the progress from year to year. So it's beautiful.
So how many artists are exhibiting at this show?
There'll be, I think it's 15, I think 14, 15.
14 or 15.
But that's not all students. That's the majority of students. Some are away in Florida or some are away in
Now,
whatever.
will like are there 15 paintings, or do some of the artists have multiple paintings?
No, each student has between four and six paintings.
Oh, okay.
If they're an absolute beginner, then they'll have one or two, but
Yeah. Most
most
have that.
students
Okay,
will have
so fairly
between
big
paintings.
exhibit. Okay.
Yes,
Yeah,
log
and
paintings.
do you have any of your art exhibited there too?
Not right at the moment. I may have one piece,
One piece. Okay,
but
just
the
curious
show.
if you're going to be your art is there as well. Okay.
Yeah.
And
The show
is
is
this
about
art?
them.
Oh,
It
it's about
tells
them.
them.
That makes sense. Yes. Is the art for sale?
A lot of the work is for sale,
Okay.
and a number of the pieces are, private collection or not for sale. These are, you have to understand that these are some of the students' first,
Yep.
I won't say most precious works, but really it's their first. Now they're out there. They've
Yep.
made the mark. They're starting to paint, and they want to hang on to these paintings.
Definitely, I
So,
understand that. Yep. Okay. So what are the opportunities for lessons? Like you can, there's a website that lists when you are going to start classes. Like say you want to do it this coming this summer, this fall. Like do you, how often do you teach?
I teach all the time. This is a full-time thing for me.
Okay.
Okay. So I teach, except for 1 month in July, in August, sorry, in August, I don't teach. So my sessions start in September and they run for 8 weeks.
Okay.
And that'll be adult classes or children's classes, either Saturdays for children, Sundays for adults, Sunday and Wednesdays are for adults.
Okay.
Okay. And they're ongoing. And after that session, finishes, then I start another 8 week session.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't have to wait to the beginning of the session. So, say if I'm midway and someone says, oh, I'm going to wait till the next session. No, it's better to get started now because I will see, I tune myself into the who the person is and where they're starting, and I'll start them from the beginning.
Okay.
Or if they already have some skills, I'll pick up and say, okay, I will start you from here. Because I know they already understand certain things. So we don't have to wait to the beginning of the session. So
Okay.
that'll go on all the way till June. And then in July, I run a summer art program
Right.
weekly, okay, for 4 or 5 weeks in July in the morning from 9 until 12. That'll be ongoing. I do plan this year too to be doing some plein air painting on Saturdays. So Saturdays are, might be a Friday, whatever. Sometimes around Mill Pond, and then might be other locations. So that'll be on the spot. People come out and we'll go to a nice area and paint and
Great.
instruct and paint. Yep.
That sounds like a very nice thing to do. So very good. Now, this exhibit with the emerging artists, did you do it just once a year? Is that correct?
It's once a year.
Right.
Yes, once a
Okay.
year.
Just wanted to double check that. Okay. And but you are part of exhibitions. You're often showing your art at the Mill Pond Gallery throughout the year, correct?
Yes, at different times. Yes, I'm showing,
Okay.
and the next showing will be the spring fling show. So I'll have something in that, and
Okay.
then I do exhibit in other places. I'll be at the Sarawak Art Show, and I believe the ECOAA Art Show in the fall. So I'm really trying to get myself out there more. I've done an awful lot of teaching over the years, so now I really, want to expand on my art and how many places I've got it and get it out there more, you know?
Very nice. Okay. Now, anything else that you wanted to add?
Other than, you know what? I just love to teach. And I think that everybody needs something in their life. Okay, so even if they don't want to paint, they need something, whether it's gardening, whatever. But painting is such an amazing vehicle of self-expression, and it helps you learn a lot about yourself, relieves stress. You're in a great community of people, wonderful environment. Our facility is terrific. It's a beautiful, well-lit, facility on lovely grounds here in Mill Pond. Easily accessible, fun to do. And I just really encourage everybody to come out, let those feelings of, oh, I can't do this, I'm not very good, I can't draw a straight line. Well, that's great. I'm glad. You know what? Because all of that can be taught. I basically can teach anybody to paint, to draw and paint. All you have to do is just come in with an open mind. And the biggest thing is bring your enthusiasm, and
Okay.
it's going to work out.
Okay, I love that. That's a great way to end, though I do end all podcasts with the same question to all guests. Name one thing you really like about this community.
Oh, it's going to be tough. So I want to say the Mill Pond building actually itself,
Okay.
because of all the things that it brings to the community. It really does. With all the shows that we're having on, all the different events that you can come out to, becoming a member there is great, because then you really have opened up the door, being a part of the shows and the juried shows, and potluck, dinners and things like that. There's all kinds of things going on the street too, with the different events that go on. All that entire hub around the Mill Pond Gallery and the pond, where you're seeing people walk around there. It's just a wonderful, wonderful area for people
Great.
to enjoy.
Okay, I like that answer. The Mill Pond Gallery. That's I haven't got that one yet, so I'm glad that you put it on the list. But it is a great place. I do encourage people to go. I'm going to put the link to it on in the podcast notes and to the show. So again, thank you, Olga, for taking the time to do this podcast. I have really enjoyed talking with you.
I have too, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for listening. I would very much appreciate you sharing this podcast. Please tune in next week as we continue to explore the community. Consider emailing me at Marge, MARJ@margeandre.com. I welcome suggestions for podcast guests. Stay well, stay connected.